Oh, God.
Well, it's that time of the year, a week from, well, a little under a week from this episode's airing. It will be Halloween, the last day of October.
Ooh.
Scary guy.
Anyway, so welcome back to Catbox Chronicles. I'm Justin.
And I'm Mel.
And that was a pumpkin with Feed Me Seymour stuff on top of it from Little Shop of Horrors, I think.
Yes, I've noticed that Target, a lot of Target's Halloween decor, they've gotten from the Little Shop of Horrors.
Maybe there's a resurgence, or maybe it's a cult classic.
I think it might be. If you've never seen it, you all should check it out.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. It's got Rick Moranis.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, and a couple other people you'll recognize. I can't remember the female's name, but she seems somewhere that's green.
That's a good song.
Yeah, Family Guy did a good rendition of that. All right, so today's episode, we're going to be talking about another cat-centric topic, because we figured that you guys enjoy that stuff. As I was saying, we are doing a cat-centric podcast this episode. We got another question as to what a cat does as far as behavior, and that's, why does my cat scratch around his food bowl, his or her food bowl? Because we've noticed one of our cats doing this too, and I wanted to look into it, and Melanie found out some information. So take it away. Why do cats scratch around their food bowl?
It comes from their natural instincts. So reason number one, your cat hides the scent of her food.
This is like an evolutionary thing, I think.
Yes.
These are evolutionary traits passed down from the big cats.
Cats are obligate carnivores, and they have to hunt for food when in the wild. Hunting and eating portion-wise, they get food leftovers and need to hide them so other predators can't smell out their presence. So one of the reasons why your domestic cat attempts to bury food leftovers is her instinctual behavior. She wants to hide the scent, as it can alert predators that she has been there.
Yeah, but house cats are not going to have predators. Maddie does it on our wood floor. I don't know why she does it on the wood floor.
Number two, she protects her kittens. If you have a female cat with kittens at home, her reason for burying food is that she wants to protect her kids from other predators, as well as in the case with her own scent. A cat tries to prevent others from finding out that there are kittens nearby.
Again, we don't have kittens with our cat. I don't know if Maddie at some point has had kittens. We like to think she has had a litter. I mean,
she was the kitten.
Yeah, she was found as a stray. We don't know her backstory, so.
She either was the kitten or she had kittens.
Yeah, go ahead.
Reason number three, you give her too much food. As already mentioned, cats scratch over the food leftovers. If you notice a feline burying her food, it may be a signal that she gets more than she can eat. It's similar to hiding feces. A cat sees the excess food as something she is not going to return to, so she instinctively wants to bury it. As a responsible and loving cat parent, you need to control how much food to feed your cat to prevent undesired behavior, obesity, and other health issues.
Yeah, and we've been told a couple of times with multiple cats to cut down on the food that we give them. We usually give them one or two scoops a day, but I don't think that's that much. But there is some food left over right now. I noticed our other cat, Chevy, was munching on it. I don't know about that one. That one's, I guess it makes sense.
Reason number four, she tries to keep her space clean. Another reason for cat to bury her food may be her inherent neatness. Well, that would make sense because she's licked the fur off of her.
I was going to say, she's an obsessive fur licker.
Most felines are creatures with passion for cleanliness, so they try hard to stay spotless and keep their place clean. So maybe your cat scratches around food to try tidying up her territory.
Mm-hmm.
Should you prevent a cat from scratching? Pawing or scratching around the food is not harmful in itself. Your cat instinct behavior to stay safe and try to hide the traces of her presence from other predators. In fact, some cat owners even find such behavior cute. So if it's your case, feel free to leave your cat alone and don't stop her from scratching.
Don't stop your cat from scratching. But we always yell at her like, stop, Maddie!
Well, you want to know what you can do to stop this behavior?
I'm itching to hear this.
Once your cat finishes eating, take the bowl away to prevent scratching. If feeding with wet food, please clean the bowl at once and do not feed the leftovers again. Wet food spoils quickly.
That I can believe.
At the same time, please make sure your feline has free access to clean water to maintain the moisture balance in her body. She will hardly scratch around it, and you'll help her prevent many health problems this way.
I think we stay on top of cleaning their bowls pretty well.
I think so, and they have access to plenty of water.
Yeah, we've got two big water bowls next to their food.
Well, and a water bowl upstairs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they've got three choices, plus they look out of the shower.
Once you see that your cat begins to scratch around, try distracting her with a cat toy and play with her. Do not leave dry food with a cat if she has not eaten the whole portion. Otherwise, you'll encourage scratching. Instead, limit portions to one meal so your cat won't have food leftovers to bury.
Here's an answer for my dad as to why cats lick water out of showers, because I know he says that his cat Marley does that. It's because they like clean, flowing water. And I've always known that.
But that's why we got the water fountain, and they just kept knocking it over.
Yeah, but also some cats like the taste of plastic because it contains gelatin.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Serve food on surfaces that can't be damaged by the cat's claws, and take her food bowl away from items she can use to cover her meal. If you prefer free feeding or merely don't want to serve cat food all the time during a day, consider buying a puzzle feeder for your feline. It will encourage her to hunt for a meal and distract her from scratching.
I've seen those for dogs. One of our friends had one of those for her dog or his dog because the dog would constantly chow down. Yeah, the dog had to work for it to get its food.
And no matter what, please don't punish your cat for scratching or pawing her food. It's her natural, not harmful behavior, and she will not understand the reason for your punishment anyway.
Yeah, basically it's evolution. This is something passed down from the big cats in Africa, you know, their ancestors.
Some cat owners believe that spraying water on a feline or hitting her from a bowl...
What?
That's what it says.
That's what it says?
Hitting her from a bowl will solve the problem. But in fact, it leads to more problems with the cat's behavior. When you punish your four-legged friend for scratching, you may break the bonds built between you and your pet, which will not be easy to regain.
For the most part, our cats give us leeway. We may get on them, we may yell at them to stop doing something, especially the cat box. Maddie loves to play in the cat box. Maybe we'll do an episode about that.
Yeah.
In our next season or next month.
Yeah. So we're talking about Huga.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Here we go. Huga Chaga.
10 little ways Huga can help relieve stress in your everyday life.
So remind our listeners, if they didn't get to last week's episode, what is Huga again?
It translates to coziness. Like, you want to be cozy. Like, there's a term for your favorite trashy sweatpants that you don't wear out in public, but they're the most comfiest things that you wear on the weekends. Like, there's a term for that.
Yeah, it's Huga.
No, it's not Huga.
No. Fail.
It's cozy. It's wrapping yourself in a blanket and reading a book.
And it's not spelled like it sounds. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E or something like that?
Yeah.
Like Hygge?
Yep.
But it's Huga. It's a Danish word.
Yes.
So go on.
This is for how it can relieve stress and anxiety. Number one, give yourself 10 extra minutes in bed.
I do that every morning.
I do too, but I give myself more than 10 minutes. Even if it means setting your alarm a little earlier, consider planning ahead for 10 minutes of extra under-the-cover times as part of your morning routine. You can use those few extra minutes to simply enjoy the relaxing sensation of being snuggled up in bed. Or maybe you can take the time to go through the things you need to get done that day. Number two, splurge on a cozy robe and slippers.
Ooh.
Who doesn't like the fancy robes from the fancy hotels that are nice and soft and cozy?
Yeah, but for the most part, we stay in hotels that don't have fancy robes.
No, but whether it's a robe or a pair of slippers or a flannel pajama set. Ooh, flannel sheets.
Ooh, flannel.
You deserve to treat yourself with some apparel that you can slip into after a long day at work.
I'm guessing by the time this episode airs that we'll be into flannel.
I really want this year to get an electric fireplace.
Hmm.
And that's what number three is.
Our roommates had one of those.
They did. Previous roommates.
Yep.
Spend time by the fireplace.
Yo, this is what I like doing outdoors. But we don't have a fireplace outdoors. Obviously, we have a little fire pit thingy, if you want to call it that. And I like doing fires on the weekends as much as I can, especially when it gets colder out. You can throw a bunch of wood that we got from our backyard on the fire and just enjoy it. Or you can sit out there and listen to the radio like I do.
Or if you don't have a fireplace, you can go on YouTube and put for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Have a crackling fire on your TV.
It's like a Yule log.
Which is to say Christmas, as in Yule log. Not a log. I don't have a log, but I mean, you know, just, if I had a log, not in the sense that you think I said I did. Oh, good golly. 'Tis the season to be merry.
Well, that's my name.
Oh, shit.
If you do have a fireplace, the first thing you should do is invite me over. Secondly, you should plan one night a week to sit by the fire and completely unwind.
You know, my brother had a stove in his old house in Idaho. I can remember it getting so hot in his living room there. But it was just awesome because it was a wood-burning stove, and it was just mesmerizing to look at it. And so hygge, cozy.
Right?
That's going to be my new go-to word.
Hygge.
Chaga.
If you don't have a fireplace, there are plenty of apps and channels that offer the visual sensation of staring at a fire.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, is almost just as good.
I think Disney has a Frozen one, too.
They do. You can sit there and enjoy Anna and Elsa's fire.
Happy Merry Christmas time.
Hey.
Hey, that's coming up.
Yeah, that's a couple months away. We got to get through Halloween first. Set aside a weekend solely for self-care. The holidays can be hectic to the point of being overwhelming.
No kidding.
In the new year, set aside a weekend in January that is totally devoted to taking care of yourself.
Yeah, January is kind of boring anyway, so it's good to do something for yourself.
Right? Nobody wants to do anything in January.
Unless you live in Florida.
Well,
or the South.
Yeah, but even so, everyone's so pooped out from the holidays.
Or fat now. They gain weight.
Whether that means a mani-pedi, a Harry Potter movie marathon, which we need to finish.
Yeah, we need to finish ours.
Harry Potter movie.
I think I say we restart it.
I like it. Being alone or spending time with friends, take a full weekend to do all the hygge activities that make you feel relaxed and cozy.
Here's an idea. Book a room in an Airbnb or book a room in a regular B&B. In a little town that's maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 miles outside of your town, just get away from the city for a little bit. Get away from your town. Go somewhere maybe you know, but book a room there. You know, like we once booked a room in the same town that we lived in, you know, and we lived fairly close to that. So get away from your house for a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. The next one I don't really like, but Justin does. He can tell you about this one. Start drinking more tea.
I thought I was going to say start drinking more beer, which I can do that.
Drinking tea has countless health benefits, from reducing your risk of heart attack to soothing the digestive system.
Yeah, I have problems with digestive occasionally, so I do enjoy a cup of tea every once in a while.
But a more psychological benefit to drinking tea is the calming sensation it bestows upon you and your mindset. Drink a mug of tea in the morning or the evening can be an easy habit to introduce into your life, one that encourages balance and relaxation, the ultimate hygge-inspired combo.
Combo power-up!
Anything about teas?
I prefer chai tea. I haven't really had a lot of experience with other teas. I mean, there's green tea is good for energy. There's so many varieties of teas. I'm not really a tea connoisseur like you made me out to be, but I do enjoy tea every once in a while. There's Earl Grey tea, which to me sounds like something old people drink, but I guess if that's your fancy. And there's all sorts of other like fancy teas. There's even a tea store in our local mall that I just found out about the other day. They sell all sorts of varieties of teas. And you can make tea out of lots of things. I mean, you can just throw a bunch of things together and make tea.
I personally don't like tea. I've tried many different flavors and just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it tastes too watered down to
me. Yeah. I'm wondering if in that last paragraph that you read, you could replace tea with coffee.
I'm sure you can.
But coffee kind of doesn't, as far as the digestive thing, coffee's a natural laxative.
Or if you're like me, it gives you major heartburn.
Yeah. And if you're trying to prevent that, just obviously don't drink coffee.
But we'll get more into coffee in later episodes.
Yeah. Let's do a coffee-related episode. Cappuccino, Java, yes.
Practice mindfulness on a daily basis. Too often, we treat meditation and mindfulness as activities we can only squeeze in as a special occasion, when in reality, they should be the staples of our lives.
No.
If you can take 10 minutes out of each day to meditate, even if that just means closing your eyes and focusing on your breathing, you'll feel more centered, relaxed, and connected to your life.
And I'm pretty sure people out there are saying, well, I don't have 10 minutes. Of course you do.
You have whatever you make time for.
Yeah. You can make time for things. It's like on the weekends, I make time to go geocaching. You know, maybe it's a couple hours here or there, but I do get out. I do find like maybe 9 or 10. You know, it may not be a lot. Some people go crazy and find like 50 in a weekend. I can't do that. Make time for things.
You'll make time for things that you feel are important to you. Meditation reduces stress, improves concentration, and increases overall happiness. Plus, you can do it without ever having to leave your living room, making it another ultimate form of hygge.
Chaga.
This goes in with, like, the cozy socks. Get into knitting.
Ooh.
Like,
knit yourself some cozy socks.
If it's snowing one winter weekend and it's cold and you're just like, I just want to chill, I got everything I need, take up knitting. Make yourself a pair of socks or a scarf. You never know. You might be surprised.
Or if you're like our neighbors, leave your sewing machine on all the time just to piss off your other neighbors.
Since it requires repetition and helps you maintain focus without taking up all of your mental energy. Plus, it's an easy way to come up with free holiday gifts for friends and family for the rest of your life.
But I don't want the bunny suit. Ralphie, you'll wear that bunny suit.
It's my favorite movie. Ooh, I like this one. Create a chocolate reserve.
Ooh, stash away chocolate like a squirrel.
The easiest way to get real happy real quick, pop some chocolate in your mouth. That's right. Eating chocolate is an actual hygge activity and a suggested item for all hygge emergency self-care kits.
How about a dark chocolate? Dark chocolate!
Goat's milk chocolate.
And huff and puff. Yeah.
The next time you go to the grocery store, buy a chocolate stockpile for your new hygge life. No one will judge you if you go through it all faster than you plan.
Some people might judge you. Be careful with that one. Some people might judge you if you overindulge on chocolate.
But if it's in the privacy of your own home, who's going to know but you or your family? I don't know what they titled this one, but it's about coffee.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. We don't even need to talk about it on another episode. Or do we?
Hygge? We should. Hygge is all about embracing and appreciating little moments in your life and making them as cozy as possible. So instead of buying coffee from around the corner and drinking it out of a to-go paper cup, invest in a beautiful travel mug that makes you happy every time you look at it.
But the Caribou is so close, it's just down the street from us.
Or even if you're a real coffee lover, buy yourself a pour-over to make some amazing coffee at home.
Yeah, so many names for these darn cups. Why don't they just call it a large cup?
Right?
Yeah, it's like beer. They have crowlers and growlers and all sorts of funny names for things.
Last but not least, invite your friends over for a hygge night.
Hey, a game night would be considered a hygge, wouldn't it?
Sure would. I love game nights.
Yeah.
You don't have to live that hygge lifestyle alone, unless you want to. In fact, some people prefer to practice hygge in a group. Invite your friends over and have a totally hygge-inspired night.
It sounds inappropriate, but it's not.
Filled with hot chocolate, blankets, old movies, and maybe a fun card game or two. Spreading the cozy vibes will reinforce your own mood as well as spread it to the people you love most. So, do you feel like you could be relaxed if you did any of these things?
Oh, I get hygge all the time. I think we do more hygge than we realize.
Some people do, some people don't.
Some people's hygge is different than other people's hyggas.
This is true.
There's big hyggas and small hyggas. Nobody's judging about any hygge.
Do what you can to relieve stress and anxiety.
Yeah, that's your Catbox Chronicles episode for this
week before Halloween.
Right. I had a brain fart there. Next week is going to be scary, so we're going to be away from the podcast reins. Enjoy your Halloween week.
Please be safe.
Yeah. And remember, if you want some more tips, listen to our October episode, the first episode of October a couple weeks ago. There's some Halloween tips in there for you to peruse. And that will do it for this episode of Catbox Chronicles. We'll see you in November. I'm Justin.
And I'm Mel.
Have a good one. Hasta la vista.
Bye, guys.